Psalm 65, to the director, a melody of David, a song. For you there is praise, silence, O God in Zion, and to you the vow will be paid. O hearer of prayer, even to you people of all flesh will come. Things of error have proved mightier than I am. As for our transgressions, you yourself will cover them. Happy is the one you choose and cause to approach, that he may reside in your courtyards. We will certainly be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holy place of your temple. With fear-inspiring things in righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation. The trust of all the borders of the earth and those far away on the sea. He is firmly establishing the mountains with his power. He is indeed girded with mightiness. He is stilling the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the turmoil of the national groups. And the inhabitants of the uttermost parts will be afraid of your signs, the goings forth of the morning and evening you cause to cry out joyfully. You have turned your attention to the earth, that you may give it abundance. You enrich it very much. The stream from God is full of water. You prepare their grain, for that is the way you prepare the earth. There is a drenching of its furrows, a leveling off of its clods. With copious showers you soften it. You bless its very sprouts. You have crowned the year with your goodness, and your very tracks drip with fatness. The pasture grounds of the wilderness keep dripping, and with joyfulness the very hills gird themselves. The pastures have become clothed with flocks, and the low plains themselves are enveloped with grain. They shout in triumph. Yes, they sing.